I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, that the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
It is Tuesday, September 27th. Now listen, I've been keeping an eye on the Libertarian Party, and let me tell you something. Some big changes have come to the party. I'm noticing that some of their candidates are more America First than even the GOP. You know how they used to be, you know, more so open borders, but there seems to be a radical shift in the Libertarian Party. One of their candidates running for state representative out in Nevada is Mindy Robinson, and she joins us now. Hi, Mindy. How's it going?
As good as it can be. It's just the apocalypse, so I'm trying to be an optimist.
Right. So listen, I saw one of your campaign videos that recently came out, and I was super impressed with how real and genuine and how much those values aligned with mine. Check this out.
Are you tired of watching the government waste all your hard-earned tax money? Are you pretty sure Biden didn't win the election? Then I have a solution for you. It's called stop voting for establishment politicians. Every election cycle, the two major parties dump tons of money into propped up candidates that are meant to win or lose on purpose, that they can corruptly push through by funneling unlimited funds to their campaigns through dark money PACs like my rhino opponent here. What's the solution? Find out who all the America First grassroots candidates are in your area and support them instead. Let's just say if you hate paying taxes and don't trust the government, we'll get along just fine. So please consider putting my face in your car. And if you're in a financial position to do so, please consider donating to help me put my face on things other than a car. And if you live anywhere in the Southern Highlands, Mountains Edge area of Las Vegas, message me on electmindyrobinson.com so you can also put my face in your yard.
Who are the three people in the room that day you won't name or investigate?
Your family.
You covered up the death of 58 people. And I know what you did, bro. Shit. Who are the three people you won't name?
So Mindy, you made that campaign video yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, it cost $0. I don't know if you can believe that, but that's the fiscal conservative in me. people out here are spending $10,000 and all this money to air it. And what, for slow motion walking and all these promises of doing things that politicians always promise? I'm already doing those things. So I don't have to promise anything. I just have to show what I'm about. And what I'm about is really what most people are about these days, you know, whether the media wants to believe it or not.
It's true. I actually really kept an eye on you during the lockdowns and the hell you were giving the school boards. You were out there fighting for parents and medical freedom long before it was popular to do so. I know that you've done a good job of terrorizing the politicians out there in Nevada, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it because they're getting everything they deserve. Now, you know, there has been a radical shift in the Libertarian Party. Are we going to see more candidates like you stepping up to run?
I hope so. You know, I think where the Libertarian Party was failing is they're so, you know, lackadaisical that they weren't pushing to be a party. They don't want big government. They don't want power. So they're not the ones that are going to rip you off and do all those things. It's a very small government, personal, individual freedom kind of thing. And after the last 2 years, you know, the Libertarian Party had missed an opportunity to stand up against all the mandates and stuff. And there was a huge coup with the Mises Caucus taking over pretty much every office they had and kind of taking the woke language out of our thing and kind of just writing it to be more aligned with what normal people are. I think more people are libertarian than they have any idea of. And I don't think the Republican Party is for most people. I think it's showing. They're spineless, they're gutless. They don't want to give themselves a pay cut. They don't want to balance a budget. They're money laundering too. And I think everyone sees it now. And I think we're going to see a rise of a third party in strong sovereign states.
That's very impressive, actually. I remember when the lockdowns and the vaccine mandates were happening, Dave Smith tweeted out, he said, you know, this is the hard line. Like, what good is the Libertarian Party if we won't even stand up against vaccine mandates. So you said there was a coup within the Libertarian Party. Tell me a little bit what happened with the Mises Caucus.
You know, the Libertarian Party, it was a weird bag of people for a while because it was so, you know, loose and free. You could do pretty much whatever you want. Like, my thing is, I don't care what people do. Just don't expect me to care, and don't do it in front of kids. You know, that's a line I think we should never cross as a society. And so it just wasn't very powerful, and it had some bad people attached. Like anything, like the Republican Party starts off good, and then, you know, once you get those DC corrupt swamp hooks in, you know, there's no coming out of it once corruption is in. And we were able to outvote them and make the party more appealing and more aligned with just everything. And they took the abortion plank off their platform, so they don't even argue about that anymore. They're doing a lot more, and it's nice to see that. You know, everyone's like, well, you're never going to win presidency. Is it about that? I mean, but I can win a local office. I can win a state seat. You know, this is really what that political affiliation is about, small government. So why, you know, it is quite bizarre, but I think there's ever been a time, if elections were fair, we would see a lot more independents and libertarians winning this go round. We'll see. I mean, I think I know what's going to happen, but we'll see.
It's great. Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying the terrorizing of the elected officials there, who definitely deserve it. I'm glad that you're giving them hell. You know, I know that the Libertarian Party it went very left for a while there. I was super concerned. You know, they became more of a trans rights activist party as opposed to actually fighting for the people and the freedom of people. So I'm really glad to see that there is this radical shift. I would probably identify as more to the right, where I believe in the slippery slope of gay marriage and whatnot. However, you know, like you said, they have gone. There's been a divide in politics where you have those who they are explicitly going after children. You know, they were able to mask up children. They were able to bring drag queen story hour to children, you know, and now they're pushing for chemical castrations of children. Does the Libertarian Party have a stance on this assault on children? Like, are they planning to defend children? Are they planning to defend the rights of parents to take their children to get therapy should they choose to change their mind or struggle with gender dysphoria?
I'm not sure what the official stance is, but, you know, just following all the pundits and all the main libertarian accounts and the comments that follow, most sane people are against this. Yeah. And you look at the ones that are pushing for this, you know, the trans kids, and you click on the account and it's the fakest account you've ever seen. Right. And there's a lot of that too, especially on Facebook. You know, I'll post something negative on Biden's feed, and then these trolls, they're bots. Some of them are foreign. You can tell there's no pictures, and that's the only people supporting this. So I think almost everybody's on this page. We're just kind of looking around at each other like, what are we going to do? Because we can't say what we want to do. We're going to get, you know, a knock on the door from the feds. We can't promote anything. Right. So everyone's just looking at each other like, is someone going to do something? And right. I don't have kids. I mean, I'm at these school boards yelling for their rights. I don't even have kids. I feel like I would be in jail if I did.
It's honestly true. it was very hard to watch.
Hell out of some teacher, like, what did you do to my kid? I would have murdered somebody. So in many ways, I guess, you know, I'm glad that isn't a thing. But I'm also in a position to put myself out there because I don't have kids. Because that's the first thing these people do. They're like, well, they'll threaten your kids. They'll come after you. And then you have to worry about those things. I don't. My parents are dead. I have no children. What are you going to do? Dig up my cat and yell at it? Like, there's really nothing they can go after me for. So I'm going to be that voice for people. These children need a voice. I mean, look at what they're doing. I'll tell you this. I didn't actually know what these surgeries entailed. So I Google imaged it. It's horrific. They're non-functional organs. You're sterilizing these children. They get infections, then incontinence for life. They're missing chunks of skin, and they make this inhuman thing. I wouldn't even call it genitals. It looks like it belongs on a zombie that got run over by a car. What are we doing to these kids?
Right.
I wouldn't do this to an adult. And we have to, last I checked, I thought surgically mutilating children was illegal, but
yeah,
it's not. And we need to, I don't care if we take down these buildings brick by brick, we need to protest. We need to stop being afraid to protest.
It's true. And you know, there is an opportunity there for the Libertarian Party because the GOP now is trying to make trans rights an issue, like a one of their campaign platforms. And you know, we've seen it with people infiltrating the GOP, like Rick Grenell, you know, inviting transgender people, glorifying their attendance at CPAC. It's very real. And the Libertarian Party, I believe, has an opportunity here to take on that issue because the so-called Conservative Party, the GOP, has completely thrown this to the wayside. They actually seem to be partnering with the LGBTQ lobby to promote this ideology, you know, to be more inclusive. The fact of the matter is that we'll never get more than 3% of the vote from them, ever, period. So there certainly is an opportunity. You said that there's a desire for a new party. You know, President Trump had talked about, well, he wasn't even him. It was his administration was talking about starting the Patriot Party. And there was so much overwhelming support for it. And I know a lot of people were disappointed because people are sick and tired of the GOP. And I'm happy to see that the Libertarian Party is actually putting up really good candidates, taking really good positions on people. Could this be the return of the Libertarian Party?
I think so. I don't think there's ever been a better time. I don't think you've ever seen more disenfranchisement from voters. If you're a classic liberal, you cannot be happy with the Democratic Party right now. They're out of their mind. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Democrats were against war and hurting children, and here we are. And then meanwhile, you get the GOP, and you saw me yell at Lindsey Graham. I mean, I thought that was a party for me, and I had to walk that over. They're never gonna stick up for us. They are also benefiting from this election fraud. These people are acting like our votes don't matter, and that's because they don't. And then calling us terrorists for questioning a questionable election, the whole thing is shady. I think the wheels are coming off the cart, and whether we can salvage this through legislation, like I'm trying, because I have to try, I'm a good human being, or everything collapses and we help pick people back up again and reform society, not the way they want, but the way it was supposed to be, something more American. I think one or the other, something has to happen, and that's probably the only one or two ways we can fix this. And with the voter fraud, we didn't do anything to fix it. You know, it's probably going to be the second half. I don't know. I tried to start the Patriot Party in Nevada, and then the Secretary of State passed like some kind of legislation making it twice as hard and twice as many signatures. Whatever. And then luckily the Libertarian Party had kind of welcomed me in and we made those changes. But yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I think people are waking up. This uniparty system is corrupt. It's disgusting. They are America last. And the disdain that they have for any America First candidate, whether they're Libertarian, Independent, or even their own party, is very telling of how bad these people are and how much they hate us. They hate us.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. And I think people are getting very fed up with the uniparty. We're starting to realize that there really isn't a difference between Republicans and Democrats. It's going to take individuals like you and I and people on the ground to take back our country. Mindy, where can people find you and support your campaign?
Where I'm left? I'm still on Gab. I see you there all the time at American AF Mindy. ElectMindyRobinson.com is the election website. You can check out my whole platform. Donate if you want to so I can annoy liberals with my commercials on TV. And yeah, I think I'm in Facebook jail again. I don't know. They're censoring everybody. It's crazy.
It's
they're rolling something out where I don't want to know, but they're rolling out some false flag because they are really kicking people off that they don't want to talk about things. So we'll see what happens with that.
All right, Mindy, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be keeping an eye on your race and the Libertarian Party. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Gold Co. You've been hearing me talk about Gold Co. a lot, and they are doing amazing things for the public. I'm getting emails all over the place as people are protecting themselves from this hyperinflation and these tax hikes and this criminal government theft and hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen so it can be sent over to Ukraine and funding the mandates and the bioweapon injections. We're funding our own demise. Plus, they're going to reset the financial system to zero. Everything that you've worked hard for is going to be gone. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. If you're a dog lover, your dog is part of the family. And so, of course, you would never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food. No. And unfortunately, there's one dangerous food that you need to stop feeding your dog immediately. This food can harm your dog and is the number one worst food you can give it. Many dog food manufacturers include this ingredient in their dog foods, and it's one that most dogs consume on a daily basis. So why is one of the most common protein sources in kibble today something that's so dangerous?
Yep, the dog food ingredient meat meal can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps. Yuck. Well, sadly, it turns out that many dog foods, even ones labeled as healthy, contain this mystery meat meal, which is essentially causing more harm than good. We all love our dogs, and many consider them our best friends. Many of us even treat them better than our own family members, and your dog needs a high meat diet, which is critical for their healthy lifespan. That's why Dr. Marty, world-renowned veterinarian, decided to make his own dog food to combat against these harmful issues. So we want you to go right now to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dogfoodexposed.com/stew. P.S. If your dog has been feeling tired or not having the energy that it's used to, this number one ingredient could be the reason why. Meat meal. Yuck. Stop it. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Again, dogfoodexposed.com/stew.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu Peters as he travels home from the vaccine injury hearing out in Idaho. Now, listen, we have heard countless stories, especially here on the Stu Peters Show, of people who have been injured by the vaccine, people that have lost limbs by the vaccine after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. We've heard horror stories of remdesivir in the hospitals where people died, not of COVID, but of renal failure due to the CDC protocols that were forced on these hospitals. The medical industrial complex has completely lost all faith in humanity, it seems. They have completely abandoned people who are sick. And, you know, for something that used to be a place, a safe place for people to go to receive life-saving treatments, it has now become an extended branch of the big pharma machine. If you don't comply, you don't live. Now, Miss Melinda is about to join us now. Her husband is in need of a liver transplant. He did receive one dose of the Moderna vaccine and became severely injured from it. He didn't go back and get a second dose, and now the hospitals are denying him a liver transplant unless he becomes fully vaccinated. Very ironic, saying that this is, you know, safe and effective and supposed to save lives, but they're denying this man life-saving treatments because he didn't get his second dose of Moderna. Melinda Avila joins us now to talk about her husband's horrific experience and the way the medical industrial complex is denying him life-saving treatment. Thank you, Melinda, for joining us today. You know, I'm really sorry to hear what they're doing. I think it's absolutely criminal. So your husband did receive one dose of the Moderna vaccine and became pretty severely injured. Do you mind talking about that, what he experienced?
Well, he had the vaccine, and then he never gets sick. He never has headaches. He just got this, he started complaining about neck pain, just severe neck pain and then it developed into a massive headache. As I was examining him and kind of, because he thought he pulled the muscle, I realized it wasn't muscular. It was right up the brainstem going up into his head. And I was just really concerned that he was getting ready to stroke. I mean, he was just debilitated, it pretty much bedridden almost for a week. So because of that, he decided not to get the other shot. It was probably a few months later, he started getting swelling and pain in his ankles that were unexplained. There was no injury, there was no reason for the pain and swelling. I was a nurse for 25 years. I've seen blood clots. I've seen symptoms. And I tried to get him to go to the doctor and he wouldn't do it. The second time it happened, he finally did go to the ER, but it was just unbelievable how he was treated in there. But they did a test for the D-dimer that is usually elevated during clotting. It was positive. The ER doctor's note said it was negative. So they never did an ultrasound or anything else to diagnose the blood clot. He ended up having that symptom 3 times. And then about a year later, after the vaccine, he went in and got the CT. He's had hepatitis, a rare form of hepatitis, since he was a teenager. So he's always been a high risk for cancer, but he hasn't had any symptoms or anything until after he got that vaccine. And then all of a sudden, he's got a tumor the size of a baseball. At that point, they said there was nothing they could do. It was too large to even treat. And this all happened within a year because he usually would get annual scans. So this tumor grew that large in 1 year. They said it wasn't surgical. They couldn't do a transplant. There was nothing. Basically, they gave him a year to live.
So then they referred him to UCSF. He had this rare form of hepatitis since, you know, he was a teenager. It remained fairly dormant. So he gets the vaccine, his first shot of Moderna, has, you know, severe neck pain at his brainstem, blood clots in his ankles, and now develops a tumor in less than a year, a massive tumor. You know, we're hearing a lot of reports about a spike in cancer. Dr. Judy Mikovits also, said that this vaccine actually, injects a form of cancer or something that grows cancer, accelerates cancer growth in your body, and now he's experiencing that. And I mean, no wonder he didn't go back and get his second vaccine. Now, I know that you're looking for a doctor. You're looking for a doctor who is willing to perform this liver transplant for your husband without him being fully vaccinated. Would you mind telling us a little more about what you've experienced trying to get on this transplant list?
Well, they haven't put him on the transplant list at all. They ended up doing a resection. They took 35% of his liver. Now they're saying they're suspecting the cancer is back already. They're doing tests. They still won't put him on a list, even though he's draining. He's got a permanent drain that's draining, 2 liters of fluid a day. They just aren't doing anything. And then they said to be on the list, he's got to be fully vaccinated and boosted, and now this new booster has only been tested, on 8 mice or something, not even human tested.
Not even tested on humans.
I mean, our human rights are just being taken away. How can they force us to take something that's not even approved yet, really? It's still an emergency experiment. And they want us to be the guinea pigs for it. And I truly feel that all this wouldn't be happening if he didn't have that one vaccine. It could be a coincidence, but I'm hearing of a lot of coincidences. I know probably a handful of people who have developed cancer the last couple of years that have been vaccinated. There's just too many coincidences to not have this looked into. Ignore it.
It's true. And VAERS database doesn't report issues like cancer as a vaccine side effect. However, I believe we are going to find out very, very soon that it is a cancer-causing or a cancer-accelerating agent.
Definitely.
Like you said, it's always been an experimental vaccine. They rolled it out, and I don't even like calling it a vaccine because we're not really even sure what it is.
It's not.
No. Yes. Yeah. It's a bioweapon.
It's a moneymaker. Exactly. So, even the life and, the insurance companies, the deaths that have increased tremendously, their statistics are just off the charts. And it's not being reported. It's not being looked at. And these are actually insurance companies that have statistics of increase in deaths more than in record history, you know.
It's true. So. It's true. And we're seeing more and more cases of people dying suddenly. And we're talking young people, athletes.
Yeah, I'm not.
And what they try to tell us is what you're seeing isn't real. What they're trying to tell you is, oh, no, this has nothing to do with the vaccine. Myocarditis in children was completely normal.
Yeah.
Growing a tumor in less than a year, that's completely normal. You know, it's always been this way.
Yeah.
They will give you any excuse to still, you have to go get the vaccine. It's safe and effective. It's going to save your life. No, but they'll also deny your people like your husband life-saving organs in order, you know, for his own safety. Like, what is this? As a nurse, have you ever, I know you were a nurse for, you know, a very long time. Have you ever experienced or seen anything like this? Is this alarming to you?
Very alarming. Extremely alarming. He was in UCSF almost a total of 29 days. And the discrimination against non-vax people was just unbelievable. You know, if you weren't vaxxed, to get into the hospital, you had to prove a negative COVID test, which is fine. But it was only against people who didn't have the vaccine, where we all know vaccinated people carry the virus also. So why did they not have to test? I mean, it's so political, and our healthcare is just gone. That's all I can. I'm just in shock. You know how it's come. You
it's
know.
True, and it's like they've lost all humanity. You know, it's like
exactly, where
we used to care about people. And, you know, with COVID, they did a good job of, you know, when somebody got COVID and was sick, you always took care of a family member. Or take care of your friends. You bring them soup, you take care of them. But no, what they did was they scared us into leaving people, sick people alone to die. And even in this instance, if you aren't vaccinated, fully vaccinated, then, you know, we're not even going to try to save your life because your life isn't worth it. They try to make the unvaccinated seem like their lives are less than, you know, everybody else who followed along with orders. It's shocking to see how much humanity has been lost. And I'm truly sorry about what's happening to your husband.
Yeah.
I will be praying for you. Listen, if there is a doctor out there who is willing to do this transplant or get him on a list without being fully vaccinated, quote unquote, you know, you can reach out to us at the Stu Peters Show. Please email me, lauren@stupeters.com, to help Melinda and her family. Guys, we got to rise up and stand together. You know, we need right-wing doctors who are willing to look out for us, to step up to the plate and, you know, help us save each other, and people who are deceived into taking this bioweapon jab. It was the greatest marketing campaign, the greatest psyop probably in American history, getting people, millions and millions of people, to take this bioweapon jab. It cost this man everything. He's got blood clots in his ankles. His liver is failing. He's growing a giant tumor. It's no accident that it just happened right after he got vaccinated. They can't tell us what we're seeing isn't real. And, you know, we'll be praying for you, Melinda. Again, that's lauren@stupeters.com. If you are a doctor or somebody who can help this man get a liver that he needs to save his life, please reach out to us, and we will forward that along to you. Melinda, is there anything else you'd like to say in regard to the situation?
Nope. I just pray that the people like you and other non-vaxxers start, you know, increasing in numbers and stepping up and standing up for it, you know, not giving in to this system. You know, the only way we can do it is stand together and fight it.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. God bless you. And we will be in touch. I'm sure that somebody is I'm praying that somebody reaches out, you know, and we will forward that along to you, Melinda. Thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curibl. Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curibl is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curibl can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STEW at Curibl.com. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Well, Arizona has banned abortion. Thousands and thousands of lives are going to be saved, reverting back to a law signed in 1901, Roe v. Wade being overturned as of today, or actually a couple days ago. Babies' lives are now going to be saved because abortion is now illegal in the state of Arizona. I know Christians across the country are celebrating. This is a great time to be alive to see this happen. And Senator, my favorite senator, America's senator, Wendy Rogers from Arizona joins us now to talk about this. Senator, this is such a great time to be part of politics. Wins like this every day is something that we should celebrate. I believe we're lifting a curse off of our nation by banning the cruel and evil practice of abortion.
Well, thank you, Lauren. It's great to be with you. We're going hot and heavy here, literally, in Arizona, getting things done. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. What I think is kind of interesting and special is that it was a pre-statehood law that was passed well before Arizona became a state. And we became the 48th state, as many of you know, in 1912. And so it really speaks to the wisdom and the wholesomeness and the reverence for life, yes, that our forebears had here out in the hardscrabble desert of Arizona.
You know, I've heard rumors that there's GOP elected officials working to make it a 15-week ban to revert back where abortion is legal, but only up to 15 weeks. Have you heard any plans of this, even within the GOP?
I haven't, but nothing surprises me. There is sort of this maelstrom, this swirling of organizations sometimes to sort of take advantage of situations. And yet it is families who have fought for this. It is families and parents who know the value of life in Arizona, not only on the pro-life standpoint, but also the educational choice standpoint. And interestingly, the day that this happened last week was also the day that the left's attempt to get signatures on petitions to turn in to overturn our ESA bill, Empowerment Scholarships Account bill, also fell flat. So it's just kind of divine how these things come in twos, because on the 24th of June, which was the day we adjourned the legislature, when Roe versus Wade was overturned, was the day, the evening that we passed this school choice bill. And these are the same families who come together who want choice when it comes to parenting their children vis-a-vis the government, and who want life in the womb to be preserved.
You know, I heard about your win last week. I actually was really surprised that the Democrats were trying to fight it's an ESA bill that was giving school choice where the money followed the child. Whatever they decide, the parent decided to put their child or homeschool, the money followed the child. And I was so surprised to see how many Democrats hated that idea. You know, it's almost like, you know, they don't really value life or the children's lives. It was very bizarre, but I'm happy to hear that was killed. Is it over? Is that fight over?
Virtually. They didn't have enough signatures to turn in. They had touted that they had. But what was really amazing was a good friend of mine, Christine Accurso, at Arizona Catholic is her call sign. She was amazing in organizing families all over the state to stand peacefully with placards near these people who were lying to passersby to get them to sign a petition to overturn a bill that we duly elected officials passed on exactly that night that Roe versus Wade of the day, it was overturned. And so it's just amazing. Divine providence and coincidence, if you will, that these two issues twice now in Arizona have arrived at a confluence on the same day. And so we feel very strongly here in Arizona that it is up to us as states, especially our state, to not only lead the way on restoring election integrity, which of course is one of my passions, but to also lead the way on the life movement and the educational choice movement, because other states are looking to us because they know the federal government has abandoned us.
Right. You know, you had mentioned the 1901 bill and Arizona leading the way. Is it possible for the Arizona legislature to train or teach other red states how to pass a law such as the one that was passed in 1901 that now is saving thousands and thousands of babies in your state?
Well, we lead by example. That's a great question. I was approached at the Mike Lindell Symposium in Missouri many weeks ago by several other equivalent state legislators to me at my level, whose primary races were overturned in the middle of the night when they were leading, say, for example, by 10 or 15 points. I had all kinds of people come up to me from various states saying, there is so much fraud and corruption and evil in our states, but we're relying on Arizona to lead the way and to set the example for the rest of the country. So to answer your question, we lead by example. I'm always available to help and come alongside fellow legislators from around the country. And a big component of that is to get the word out. This is a watershed achievement here in Arizona, yet you hear very little about it. So it's up to us, the alternative media, to get that word out to inspire other states.
Yes. Now I'm hearing a lot of talk from the GOP concerned about the midterms and the midterm election now that they've overturned abortion. Personally, I don't care. Lives are being saved. No election supersedes the value and sanctity of life. You know, so I want to commend Arizona for leading the charge and leading the way as we fight to take our nation back. I believe that a curse is being, like, you know, our nation cannot be blessed if we are sacrificing babies to Moloch. It's just not, we are not going to receive the Lord's blessing. And, you know, I'm really glad to hear that Arizona has now become a safe zone for babies. You know, how can the nation support Arizona's fight? What is something that we need to be keeping an eye on?
Well, we need to get ahead of it in every state because, as I said, states' rights are paramount. And here's the deal. Even just from a pragmatic point of view, voters appreciate a resolute spine. And if we shrink from our messaging of conservative, God-centered values, we're not serving God, and we're not really thinking strategically. Voters don't want someone who is all things to all people. Right. Voters want someone, an elected official or a candidate, who stays true to his or her values, who stays true to the message. And if we allow any issue, pro-life or any issue, to sort of water us down, we are doing a disservice not only to our constituents and our voters and to the country and to God, but also to, you know, this pragmatic approach that people need to understand. Conservatives need to stay strong, stay consistent, stay on message, and stay true. And as long as we do that, the right things will happen. But do not water down your message just because of some issue that's come up.
That's right, Senator Rogers. The American people are just dying for somebody who will fight for us. Senator Rogers, thank you so much for joining us today, and God bless you.
God bless you, and we're going to win in November, and follow me on WendyRogers.org.
You really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency, and it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get, no more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. Stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu as he returns home from the Idaho hearing yesterday, featuring the vaccine injured. We want to pray for a safe return for Stu, but as for now, you get me. Right now, we're seeing a lot of propaganda surrounding the J6 committee, the truth about J6. Yesterday, we had Luke Coffey on, and he was talking about the bad actors, the higher professional cameramen and actors who appeared to be at January 6th, believing it was a setup. However, the collateral damage of this is extremely real. I know I personally lost my bank account. The government shut it down. They put me on a domestic terrorist watch list just for attending a rally right outside of the Capitol. Didn't even enter. And a lot of other patriots, fathers, family men, mothers, grandmothers are also being politically persecuted by the Biden regime. It's absolutely evil. And, you know, we want to rally our support behind these political prisoners. Thankfully, I have Nick Oakes with me today. He is one of those fathers and family men who is being persecuted by the federal government. He joins us now. Thank you, Nick, for coming. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I understand that you have sentencing in December. What are we looking at here? I know you have a little boy and that you know, I've known you as a patriot in the movement, as a journalist who was, and I know you were covering the event. And a lot of people are, you know, being targeted. I especially can't help but think it's white men who are being targeted specifically in this witch hunt. But what are you looking at come December?
Well, it's tough to say what I'm looking at specifically. The legal answer to that is 0 to 20 years. There's nothing saying I can't get the full 20, which is what my charge could entail. The government will almost certainly ask 4 to 5 years. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't get it, I guess, but some people are more optimistic than me.
You know, I know you have a little boy. What is your family going to do?
My family will be okay. It's going to be rough on us because, I mean, I'm the breadwinner and I'm doing as much as I can to get set up while I'm gone, but it's a little bit hard. Well, like you just said, look, I've lost my ability to live a normal life some time ago. We both lost our bank accounts. There's no wide window in social media like I used to have an audience there. It's a lot more difficult under regular circumstances for a guy like me to make a living once you become a political dissident. This isn't any easier. You know what? I'm going to share a bit of news with you. It's not public yet, but I just want to say I'm going to go and serve my time with a smile on my face because they can take away all the stuff I just mentioned. But just this week, I learned that my wife is pregnant, and by the time I get out, we're probably going to be told to have kids. It's you can't get me down with this, all right? I'm fine.
You can donate to Nick's Give, Send, Go. We will link it below to support him and his family. Congratulations, by the way. You know, I want to encourage the viewers to understand that the media has done everything they can to dehumanize the J6 political prisoners, those who are being arrested as domestic terrorists, extremists. No, we are fellow Christians, we are family members, and we are a tribe, and we need to stand with one another. Congratulations, Nick. So listen, President Trump has been mentioning the possibility of pardoning the J6 political prisoners. Now, that one comment he made took off. It became a viral comment because there's so much support behind it. You know, I can't believe this is happening in America, that we are now having political prisoners. We have gulags in D.C. where people are being tortured and mistreated, held without a trial, you know, with no due process. And, you know, it's just absolutely insane what the Biden regime has done, how it's weaponized the court system to punish MAGA conservatives. Now, listen, do you think that President Trump is going to, you know, if he wants to win, in my opinion, he has to make that a campaign platform and he has to follow through on it. You know, promises made, promises kept. That's what he was known for. We, as conservatives, are asking President Trump to make this a campaign promise that he will deliver on. Do you think that he is going to consider something like that, Nick?
I think he's definitely considering it. He, as you said, he made one major comment about it. For obvious reasons, I've been watching this pretty intently since the beginning. And he's been a bit slow to pick up the issue and a bit lukewarm since he has. There's good signs, but compared to the other side, you know, the vice president putting straight up fundraisers for absolutely violent rioters that burned down our major cities. Our side isn't comparable to that, and I know I'm not supposed to talk this. I don't care. We're not the same, all right? Our side is right, and I'm going to keep saying that. But
it's true.
We don't have the same gumption that they do when it comes to supporting our own. And I think if former president and future president Trump wants to keep his promise and maybe start talking about this a little more, the GOP will have no choice but to follow. And the GOP is made up of a lot of spineless people. Not all, but at the top, it's not a pretty picture. They are, however, known to do what they have to when they have to. And if the popular sentiment moves behind supporting our patriots, that's what they do.
Yeah, it's true. We have to rally together. And this is a popular idea. Even Democrats have a problem with us holding political prisoners without due process. You know, we have the vile hate, like, just full of hatred, the Antifa left. But then we have middle-of-the-road Democrats who even agree that this is not okay. You know, I think in order for President Trump to win, in 2024. He's going to have to take these positions and stand and fight for those who supported him the most when he needed it. You know, he called us to D.C. He called his supporters to D.C. to rally behind him. He said, meet me at the Capitol. You know, and it took him months to even ask or to even mention who killed Ashley Babbitt. You know, one of our fellow patriots, one of his biggest supporters. She was a veteran, and she was shot and hunted down in cold blood. Now, they did that to make it to normalize the fact that MAGA is terrorists and they must be taken down at all costs, that we're nothing better than dogs and that we should be hunted down and murdered. And, you know, this is something that President Trump is going to have to address. If he wants to win in 2024, he is going to have to stand up for, not abandon, his greatest supporters who are still rotting away, who are still facing political persecution. They're ripping fathers out of their home. We have a fatherless problem as it is, and they're ripping fathers like you out and taking you away for 4 to 5 to 20 years for covering a rally. You know, it's targeting. I can't believe this is happening in America. And, you know, I want to push President Trump on this. It is absolutely necessary. Like, we cannot settle for anything less. They hunted down and murdered and set up his supporters for supporting him. He cannot abandon us. Do you feel like he is being... it actually surprises me that Trump hasn't ran on this issue more. Do you think that they are holding anything over his head to prevent him from standing with the J6ers?
You know, I think that President Trump has had a bit too open an ear to some people close to him in the past, and it really seems to me, from my lonely outside perspective, that he's learned a thing or two, and he seems to be standing up in a more direct way. I feel like we're getting 2015 Trump back in some small way, and it's growing. That's all I want to see going forward. I still support Trump, and I think we all should. I know that he's not perfect politically, and that's nothing we should really even insist on. That's not coming right now, but he's the best we got, and frankly, he makes all the right people angry, and that's reason enough.
That he does. And, you know, you had mentioned that the GOP has also remained complicit. I know a few Congress people have gone to D.C., gotten their photo op. You know, people like you and I, we have no authority to legislate change or really make change in Congress because, you know, we're just private citizens. However, there are elected officials who can do something. And for the sake of virtue signaling or being afraid to touch they're saying it's a controversial issue. It's not a controversial issue. They were rally goers, some people who entered into the Capitol. I mean, we're American taxpayers. People forget we pay for that house. We pay their paycheck. You know, when did it become an extremist ideal to petition for a fair election? And I feel like the GOP has done everything they can to purge America First during the primaries. There's a red wave coming. Don't get me wrong. You know, people are fed up with the government and the way it is, you know, the direction of our country. However, with that being said, McCarthy and the establishment GOP has done a good job of primarying every true America First candidate who ran on these important issues out of the movement. So now we're left with centrist, middle of the road, milquetoast politicians. That's the only choice we have coming November. Do you think that I just don't feel like people are motivated to come out and vote in November. I'm not. There's not really a particular candidate that I'm super excited about. Do you have anybody in mind on your horizons who we should be looking out for that's one of us that's made it through the primaries and running in November?
No, I can't give you a specific name because the mood is the same. Look, I'm no longer a consultant because I got kicked out of Con Inc. for, I don't know, consulting too hard. But if you were to consult me on the issue, you got to remember that populism is popular. As you said, that there's middle of the road Democrats who are getting perturbed over what's happening in our legal system. Where do you think Republicans are? Your basic voters. Yeah, they are behind real American values. And if you respond to that, you're going to find out that it works out for you well politically too. All right. If all else fails, be practical as a politician. You'll land in the right place.
It's true. I know that Congressman Gosar has been outspoken about the prisoners, the J6 prisoners, those who are being politically persecuted, as well as Ashley Babbitt's mother. Now, if you could deliver one message to President Trump as you face your sentencing, as you know, the next 20 years for you is all up in the air, but there's a possible pardon. We're praying for a pardon for you guys. But if you could give one message to President Trump, what would it be?
I have supported President Trump since the beginning, since the day I heard that he was running for president. I was vice chair of the Trump campaign in Hawaii back in the day. And yeah, it'd be nice to get a little of that support back. It really would.
Yeah. We're petitioning President Trump to pardon. Make it a campaign promise, run on it and deliver. Not like the Hillary Clinton for prison thing. You know, we didn't get that. We need this. We desperately need this. We have to take our country back. Now, you can support Nick. He is probably going away for a long time. His wife is pregnant, and we will link his GiveSendGo in the description. And please look to supporting him, rallying behind our fellow patriots, and put your elected officials, if you live in a red state, hammer them. Make them take on the issue of, you know, J6 persecution for, you know, help them, help us. You know, it's not, they're just coming for them right now, but we're next. They're come for all of us. It isn't just an isolated thing where they're coming after people that went to one particular rally. This will grow and it will get worse if we don't handle it now. Nick Oakes, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for having me on.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Firing on all cylinders. From the minute that you pop your eyes open, you're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.
Stu Crew, I need your help. I'm running in an online pageant called Miss Stars and Stripes, and the Antifa terrorists are overloading the votes for my opponent. Now, if you go to MissStripes.org and vote Witski, you can help the Stu Crew take the title of Miss Stars and Stripes. Now, as we close, we're going to show a little bit of Stu's speech from last night at the Idaho hearing for the vaccine injured. Thanks for tuning in, and happy Tuesday.
There is no other way to label what is happening in our medical industrial complex other than murder for money and cash for killing. And it is 100% intentional. If I know, your doctor knows, your nurse knows, if I know, your state senator knows, your U.S. congressman knows, don't let them gaslight you and lie to you and claim ignorance. They all know. Remdesivir failed, was kicked out of an African Ebola trial after over 54%, which is a low number, of the people who received that death serum died after getting it. This became the NIH mandated protocol in American healthcare as AI dictated to Epic reporting systems, which zombies with stethoscopes, formerly known as doctors, have to follow or they lose their license. This all came at the time, remember, when you were being forced to be separated from your geriatric loved ones in nursing homes. Remember the cross-dressing freak show nipple ring wearing Andrew Cuomo giving his daily updates on coronavirus
response, knowingly sending tens of thousands of helpless elderly people to their graves. He knew exactly what he was doing the entire time. And anybody who tries to gaslight you and tell you that that was an accident is a full-blown liar. Period. These people know exactly what they are doing. We have no form of a representative government in this country. The government is fake. What we have now is a corporate government crime syndicate, no different from the mafia. This is mob rule in this country. And we would be derelict in our duties as Americans according to the United States Constitution, which is not a changeable or living and breathing document. We would be derelict as Americans if we did not tear down and abolish and replace any form of oppressive or tyrannical government that infringes on our constitutional, inherent, God-given, inalienable rights.